Good morning, friends. I'm Regina Cannon.
Thank you for joining me for a morning cup of equity. Over the last few weeks, we have had spirited conversations and debates throughout the country on the role of police in public safety and community health. We often hear the terms change, reform, defund, transformation, abolish. These words are complicated and messy, but they're necessary parts of the conversations we must have. We have to get to the heart of what it means to truly address systemic racism. All too often, we've put our efforts into simply rearranging chairs on the deck or getting stuck talking about the symptoms rather than the causes. Perhaps it's because we're in such a hurry to put a lid on a simmering pot and quickly get back to normal. Perhaps it's because when we do pause to see and acknowledge the root causes, they seem too overwhelming to address. Or perhaps we know that to truly address the root causes will upend power and privilege that keeps those causes and conditions in place. But we can no longer pay lip service and put together a nicely packaged report and call it reform. We must now look into the horrid abyss of systemic racism that pervades every facet of our lives, from law enforcement to education system to our neighborhoods to housing to our financial and banking systems, every system. When we think about the way forward, let's be clear, very clear. Returning to normal is not an option. Normal hasn't worked out well for many black and brown folk. So if we need to start from scratch and rebuild institutions and systems that work for all people, that address and redress past and current racism and discrimination, that shifts power and decision-making to communities, that leads to equitable health, economic, and housing outcomes, then let's do that. Friends, this is not a nibble around the edges time. This is not a make a few speeches and some vague declarations time. This is the time to have the complicated and messy and nuanced conversations about real change, about real transformation across all of our systems, and to then take action. Are you with me? Until next week.